All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. James Harden. And so he's taught. How many clinics, different clinics, do you own?
We own three, and we've helped 650 pregnancy centers across the country who are using our materials and our strategies.
So, and so it is his contention that since the Dobbs decision, that there are terrorist groups, pro-choice groups, that are now on the ascension and attacking offices like his, and that the FBI and the police don't want to, in your words, are not doing what they should to protect centers like yours. Is it safe to say that?
No, that's very safe to say. That there have been no additional state or federal law enforcement that have been allocated to protect our organizations, and quite the opposite. New York State Governor Hochul gave $10 million to private practice abortionists to increase their security, and they didn't even ask for it. And that was after we were firebombed and after the threats increased. They said next time it's not going to be so easily cleaned up as fire and graffiti.
You know, Mr. Harden, hard to believe that law enforcement would turn away from someone who firebombed any place. You know, I mean, it could be, you know, a store selling penny candy. And if the place was firebombed, law enforcement would do their due diligence to find out who the perpetrators were. Why would you believe that because you guys are a pro-life that they would totally ignore that?
Because we're disfavored by the political elite. That's why.
So law enforcement is the political elite?
No, I think that state and federal law enforcement are in danger of being politicized. I think that the local law enforcement are doing as much as they possibly can, but they don't have the resources that the federal law enforcement and state law enforcement have, and I think that they're slow walking it. I mean, here's what happens. You get an arson attack. Let's say somebody blow the firebombs a candy shop. Well, what's the process? The process is the crime happens. The next day, the police come out and talk about it. And then within 24 to 48 hours, they have somebody in custody. Well, what happened here? We had a crime, an arson attack. And it was not just one, but 44 pregnancy centers across the country have been attacked. And no law enforcement have said anything, and there have been no arrests. What does that lead us to believe? What are we supposed to construe about that?
Well, first off, Mr. Harden, I have to check and see if those numbers that you are talking about are in fact real, because I'm pretty much on national news and watching what's going on. This is the first I've heard of 44 centers of pro-life being attacked.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. When we were first firebombed on June 7th, I looked back and I was facing the press, and I pointed back to our smoldering facility, and I said, that is the face of the abortion industry. This is the pro-abortion Kristallnacht. And that's a German word, as you probably know. It means broken glass at night. And that was the watershed moment where violence tipped into the Jewish community in 1938 Nazi Germany. And no one has refuted me, because the mainstream media refuses to pick this story up. I mean, you can find it on National Review. You can find it on other outlets, but you're not going to find it on mainstream media. CNN did an interview with me, but they refused to air it. Well, why? I mean, I'd be happy to send you all the information. We're in touch with almost all the people that have been attacked. But this is wrong. There's something's not right here. It doesn't smell right.
I don't see what's to be gained. Why would somebody, the people who support pro-life have gotten what they've asked for? And so what would be the purpose of someone attacking you?
I, Honestly, I think it's because there may be two reasons. The politicians, Republican and Democrat, don't want the abortion issue to go away because they get elected on it. That's number one. But number two, the abortion industry is facing an existential threat to their business model. And pregnancy centers are the only competition for the abortion industry, and specifically Compass Care. We're giving away the 21st century telehealth tools to actually compete with the abortion industry head on for the first time since 1973. And they're looking at losing hundreds of thousands of women in business every year.
Look, you Tom from LA was asking you some poignant questions that. You know, the substance of them was correct, but I didn't want, to be able to force, to take us off of line from actually what you and I having the conversation about. And so for those who say we want this life, and all lives, and yet then we see that some of the same people are opposed to doing anything to help those lives once they're here on the planet, I think is at the root of all of this. You know, well, we don't want too many people on social service. We don't have any money for safety nets. We can't do this. We can't do that. People should stand on their own two feet, pull themselves up by their bootstraps. So the contradiction that I think Tom and others are talking about is you can't have it both ways. It's either or. Either if we are pro-life, then we should be pro-life once the life is here as well.
Amen.
Yeah, but that's not the case.
we live in a fallen world, and our job is to keep telling the truth and keep asking people. Look, we need to sacrifice one another. This is not an easy life. If we're expecting to coast, I mean, we're just not going to happen. We're going to be disappointed all our life long. Our job is there's only two things that are sacred in this world, and it's God and it's people. And our job is not to protect what's mine. My job is to walk in the Lord and help and sacrifice for my neighbor. That's a hard thing to do. But you can do it only if you're in right relationship with God Almighty. He's the one that empowers you to do it. Otherwise, we just live sinful.
But see, Mr. Hardin, can you not see that in America, the people are from all different denominations, from all different beliefs, and there is no one universal belief in America. There's none that says there has to be. As a matter of fact, everything points to people having the rights to whatever their beliefs are in this nation. And yeah. and yet when we hear statements from people who think that their beliefs and their religions, should go for all people. That's where we wind up in situations like the one we're dealing with now.
Well, I think that society doesn't last very long if we give up on protecting all the people in that society. We can't start choosing who qualifies as a person under the law and who does not qualify as a person under the law. If everybody's not protected, if everybody is not blessed, then we're not going to have a civilized order. We're not going to have a justice. It's just going to be a mirage.
You know, sir, the fact that this decision has been overturned and the fact that this fight is not over, because states, have their independence, and what has happened is the states that do allow abortion, the business has picked up, ramped up, right?
That's right. Oh, it's well, we call them abortion hub states, like New York. Yes, abortion tourism has begun, and it's a new day, and it's a new abortion hub and spoke model. Women are going to be traveling to places like New York to get their abortions, and.
So you got a couple more minutes.
I do, sir. Yeah.
Okay, so got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. is the number. My guess is Mr. James Harden. We're talking about abortion. You can join us. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I'm your pusher man.